In the early spring, the eggs begin to hatch, and the young salmon, called alvins, spend their first few weeks of life hidden in the safety of the gravel beds. They're nourished by a special yolk, which gives them a great start in life. The alvins usually emerge around April or May, and are then known as fry. They're now about 1 inch in length. If you look closely at the picture, you can see them beginning to appear. The salmon fry then begin to swim and feed freely in the river, which puts them at greater risk of being eaten by predators such as goosanders and herons. A little later on, you'll find out just how many of the 5,000 eggs laid by our female salmon actually survive to adulthood. The next stage in the adolescent salmon's life is when they become parr. This is after their first winter. The parr may stay another winter in the river, or if they're large enough, head out to sea in spring as smolts. As you'll see, the smolts have a beautiful silver appearance, and most of the surviving smolts will have left the river by June. Once at sea, the schools of salmon head for deeper waters and eat vast quantities of crustaceans, herring, sand eels, and sprats. They go through an enormous growth spurt, and within 2 years can increase in size by a gigantic 600%. If the little boy in the corner of our picture grows by the same rate, in just 2 years' time, he'll be more than 6 meters tall. That's as high as a giraffe. Even so, the salmon still have to keep their wits about them, as they too can make a tasty meal for other predators like sharks, dolphins, and seals. Salmon typically spend 1 or 2 years feeding out in the Atlantic Ocean around Greenland, Iceland, and Norway before returning home to spawn. Some early returners, known as grills, only head as far as the Faroe Islands and arrive back in their native river after just one winter away.